the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello to all of you ex-hippies out there. Welcome to our 27-minute lovin'.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, Austin. Get your granny glasses on, put a flower in your hair, jump into your Volkswagen bus, and follow us back to the 1960s. My song titles are all twofers today.
Yeah, with your songs, once is enough for me.
I could say that about yours. My first song of the day is by The Crying Shames. I could just cry.
That's a crying shame, isn't it?
And it reached number 49 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 in 1966. The number 4 position that they held was on their local radio station here in Chicago, WLS.
Oh, yeah, they were a big local group.
I did not know that.
See what you're learning here?
I've learned. Here's Sugar and Spice.
Sugar and spice and all things nice. Kisses sweeter than wine. Sugar and spice and all things nice. You know that little girl is mine. Everybody stops and stares at my baby when she's walking down the street. People passing by just look at my baby, 'cause my baby looks so sweet. You know she's sugar and spice and all things nice. Kisses sweeter than wine.
In 1965, the Great Archway in St. Louis is completed. It commemorates the Louisiana Purchase in 1808. At 630 feet, it is the world's tallest arch. We took the kids there.
Yes, we did. But just so you know, don't confuse that with McDonald's.
Golden Arch?
Yeah, it's not the world's biggest McDonald's.
No, I didn't think so.
Okay, just so you know.
I did. I know. I know these things.
I bet Superman could leap over the St. Louis Arch in a single bound.
Why would you bring up Superman?
Because that is probably the worst segue into my next song that I could.
That's why.
That's all I got.
Okay.
I got nothing.
Okay.
But my first song is by the English rock band The Rolling Stones. Perhaps you heard of them?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. It was released as a single in 1968, and it peaked at number 3 in the United States. Uh-huh.
Wow.
To date, it is the band's most performed song. The band has played it over 1,100 times in concert.
Oh.
That's a lot of times.
So it should be good.
Of course it's good.
Okay. Well, with you, you never know.
Enjoy Jumpin' Jack Flash.
A gas, that Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Jumpin' Jack Flash is a gas.
He is.
In 1965, one of the greatest inventions known to man was all the rage. I'm referring to the miniskirt.
Of course you are.
It was my dream come true.
Mm-hmm.
It was worn by 35 million baby boomer women, including you, my dear.
Oh, thank you. I just loved him, too.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
Legs, 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 new Lady Gillette does wonderful things for your legs.
New Lady Gillette, first complete feminine shaving care. Satin smooth pre-shaving conditioner, Lady Gillette razor, stainless blades, luxurious after-shaving moisturizer, free tote bag, too. Does wonderful things for your legs. New Lady Gillette, only $2.98.
I hated shaving my legs. I'm wondering if it was a woman who invented the dark nylons.
I'm sure it was.
I'm sure. It had to be. Because I lived in dark nylons.
Yep, that's had to be.
For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, we're listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 on your transistor radio.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the Wayback Machine to the year
1967. That's when the Expo 67 World's Fair was held in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. From April 27th to October 29th. It is considered to be the most successful World's Fair of the 20th century, with the most attendees to that date, and 62 nations participated.
Mm-hmm. Listen to the news announcement.
The largest World's Fair ever, Expo 67, the international Twin Island Wonderland, is ready for its gala opening ceremonies. Host Canada is among 62 nations who have built 100 pavilions on the 1,000-acre site of entertainment and education. The lighting of a permanent torch is part of Inauguration Day ceremonies. A multi-million dollar fair is spread over two man-made islands in the St. Lawrence River. Premier Lester Pearson, in pre-opening formalities, touches off the torch, symbolic of the spirit of Expo. The fair marks the 100th anniversary of Canada. It will run for 6 months.
It also set the single-day attendance record for a World's Fair with 569,500 visitors on its third day. And that's the way it was way back when. Let's see. My next song has two C's in the title, so it's another twofer.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. And this song was by an American rock band, Tommy James and the Shondells. It was released in late 1968 and sold 5 million copies, making it Tommy James and the Shondells' best-selling song. It spent 16 weeks on the U.S. charts, reaching number one in 1969. Here's Crimson and Clover.
Come on, we know. This portion of the show is being brought to you by Soggo Corn Flakes. The corn flakes that can't get all soggy because they already come that way. That's right. Our patented Stay Soggy boxes keep your Soggo Corn Flakes limp and textureless, so you don't have to suffer the aggravation of trying to wolf them all down before they lose their crispness. Soggo Corn Flakes. Guaranteed soggy first time, every time.
That's good eating. Well, for my next song, there is no way I could think of any segue that would not have me breaking several FCC rules, probably all at the same time.
I'm sure not. I know the song.
The Doors released this single in December of 1968. It reached number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Wow. That must be a good one then.
It is. But listen closely. The beginning sounds strangely similar to the 1967 Four Seasons song, Come On, Marianne.
Oh.
I never thought about that. Didn't realize that.
Okay.
Here's Touch Me, Baby.
Come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I. I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I.
In 1965, Alan Freed passed away.
Who's Alan Freed?
I'm glad you asked. He was the man who coined the term rock and roll.
Oh.
How about that?
All right. My next song is my last song. Don't get high on drugs. Get high on love, baby. That's all I can think of. Which brings me to my last song of the day, which is an R&B song. It reached number 1 on the Billboard R&B chart in 1967, and in November peaked on the Billboard Hot 100 at number 6. Here's Jackie Wilson singing Higher and Higher. It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.